The bill is a direct response to the release of two convicted cop killers last year. The decision to release them led to the resignation of the former chair of the parole board, Leonard Wells. Wells says he granted the two parole because they'd completed all the programs they were required to and served more than 30 years of their life sentences. But the Milwaukee Police Union complained that their membership wasn't informed before the two were released. That prevented them from informing the slain officers' families so they could testify against granting parole. Republican Representative Mark Gundrum says his bill would require the parole board to inform the police union before any cop killers are released.
The same offender is being put back right back into the community where they had slain a cop before, and you know, obviously they have no problem with probably doing it again, so it's just a protection for law enforcement.
While there are still a few convicted cop killers with parole eligibility, if Gundrum's bill passes, it probably won't be invoked very often. Since the state adopted truth in sentencing in 1999, most people convicted of killing police officers have been given lengthy sentences that they probably will not live to complete. The few still petitioning for parole have been rebuffed by the parole commission several times, partly because of pressure from the police union and the victims' families. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.